Jeremy Houston. Recommend a vector transfer to the BFM.
What better time to start something new at than the onset of autumn here in central New York? Been contemplating doing a podcast type thing for a while now, and it's about time to settle down, get to it, and start trying to regularize these things. I had a number of topics I'd like to talk about, but the one that really has come to the forefront right now is, of course, Minecraft. I'm a pretty strong advocate for the use of Minecraft as a tool. It's a way to engage youth in a number of different activities that can sort of flow out from there. But recently I've been thinking a lot about the ability of Minecraft to do a couple things. One is the mapping virtual to real-world interactions, but related to that, and just in more recent thoughts, is the idea of being able to model or modify Minecraft to represent different economies. You know, Minecraft is a sandbox world. It's got radical abundance, it's post-scarcity, all that sort of good stuff that we talk about. But what would it be like if you started modding Minecraft to apply constraints from different economic systems? This would sort of bring a real-world situation into the concept of, you know, mining resources and things like that. You could really model all these economies, set them up, let them run, work within them, and chart their progression over time. It gets really interesting when you start thinking about, well, it just gets very interesting, but when you start thinking about multiplayer worlds where you can actually set up different communities or zones that were modeled on different economies, and what would the transactions be between those different communities. And there's something about the idea of common property and setting up environments where you have this simulation of common property and shared resources and things are held in common. And we know that there's the negative downside to that of people who just want to come in and destroy things that are held in common. But it's also a really interesting opportunity to drive home that different economic model that, again, this models different systems that are at work in the world, but I think it could be effectively brought into Minecraft and used as a very sort of basic education. Economics is one of those things that's not super appealing. I never found it particularly fascinating, but I'm starting to become much more fascinated by how economies work. And especially now with the advent of, Bitcoin and other virtual currencies, there have been some really interesting things done around virtual economics. So this is an opportunity to actually really take a tool that kids are engaging with anyways, that they love working with, and shaping it in some ways to reflect or to demonstrate, to give living examples, if you will, of complex systems that are not readily accessible as a whole, but you could encapsulate them, bring them into the system, and let them unfold there. So I think there's a lot of untapped potential there in that you start looking at suddenly implying some constraints around the freedom that you have to do things like mine for resources or create things. You put an actual cost into that. And one very simple way that I thought of this morning was bring the cost of electricity, you know, so you're running your computer, there's some cost that's involved in plugging it into the wall, so why not just sort of meter that back into and use that as at least an initial baseline cost for activities within Minecraft, so that you start connecting that economy into the system so that it does cost money to actually do these things. Now we're talking virtually costing, but again, the idea of mapping the impact of the machine, of the game itself, and bringing that in and tying that into some sort of concrete behaviors in the system which may not sound like it makes sense, but in my mind it makes very good sense. So I think there's an opportunity there. It would take some work to model that, to create the mods that would let you do that. And there are some pointers towards that. There is the one system that lets you mine Bitcoin while you're working within Minecraft. Toyed with that a little bit and hadn't had much success with it, but it's still an interesting concept. There's a new sandbox game coming out called Voxelnauts that looks interesting. So Minecraft, that's where I wanted to start, and that's sort of where we are. It's going to be a recurring theme, no doubt, because there's a lot going on and a lot of utility there, I think. But I just wanted to get this first one in the bag. It's something out there in the world, as rough and unbalanced as this may be. Here it is. Thanks a lot. There'll be more coming. We haven't really talked about automation in Minecraft and robotics and the implicate. There's a tremendous amount that could be talked about, but I want to stop for now and let you get on with your life. Thanks.